Turkey's president welcomed the leaders of 39 African countries to the third Turkey-Africa Partnership Summit in Istanbul. The three-day event eventually getting underway after being postponed twice because of COVID-19 health concerns. African solutions to Africa's problems was the summit's motto, with a common aspiration for peace, security, democracy, and respect for human rights.
In the last several years, our experience showed that leaving the fate of all the world to the mercy of five United Nations Security Council members is a mistake. It's a great injustice that the African continent, with its population of 1.3 billion people, is not represented at the UN Security Council. It was a disgrace for humanity that only 6% of Africa's population has been vaccinated against COVID-19. Turkey plans to send 15 million vaccine doses to Africa.
Erdogan's aiming to triple Turkey's $25 billion a year trade links with African countries. The African Union needs help in combating terrorism.
I believe that as long as we do not ensure the peace and stability on the continent, it would be an illusion to think of development. And of course, investment and trade need a climate of peace and stability. We appreciate our partnership, our cooperation in these different areas, and we have legitimate ambitions to develop them further for the benefit of Africa and Turkey.
Military experts say African leaders are looking to buy weapons at cheaper prices with fewer preconditions demanded by other companies, such as in the U.S. Turkey's armed forces already have military bases in parts of Africa, in Somalia, Morocco, and Tunisia. Tunisia's armed forces reported they took their first delivery of Turkish-built combat drones in September. Angola and Ethiopia are among the potential customers of the Turkish drones, credited with knocking out heavy armor and helping win battles in Libya and Nagorno-Karabakh.
7 of the 10 fastest-growing countries are in Africa, as well as Turkey, China, France, the UAE, Saudi Arabia, India. All pay close attention to the business opportunities in the resource-rich continent. But Turkey says it's offering a partnership that is an alternative to what it calls the old and exploitive approach of the West. Sinem Kösoğlu, Al Jazeera, Istanbul.